Yes, g'day. Welcome to another edition of All In. We're back, penultimate, only one more episode after this for the autumn of 2024. And let's get straight into it because our man Dean Watling is out at the sales. He's going to put up his hand and he's going to bid $1,000 for this Winx filly and get knocked off pretty quickly. Good afternoon, Dino.
Afternoon, fellas. Yes, out at the sales. It's humid, but I'm excited. About 10 horses away, so plenty to get through, though. Massive weekend. QE, one of my favourite races, versus Sykes, and plenty to get onto, you know?
Yep, Louis, big weekend last weekend. Surprised we got the racing in. Did you have a good weekend on the punt?
We did. We tipped Celestial Legend here last week in the Doncaster, which was good. So, big win. Well done, Tyler Schiller. One of my favourite jocks going around, to be fair. No glitz and glamour about him. No fancy holidays. No scandals. Just a down-to-earth bloke riding hard with it. You know, a partner and a dog and going very well.
KFC. So,
yeah, a bit of KFC on the way home, I'm sure, too. I really like him. He's a good bloke and deserved a Doncaster victory.
Yep, and it just shows you can sleep on the job and still get away with it, eh?
That's true.
But it's funny. We all get a bit tired, mate.
It's funny. I talk midweek about Tyler Schiller and the amount of riding he's doing. It's phenomenal amounts of rides. Like the rides he's actually putting in, and probably goes to show why he might need a nap because he's working hard and he's getting the results. Right, let's go straight into it. Royal Randwick, day two of the championships. It's currently a soft 7. I'd suggest we'll probably get back to a good 4. Looks pretty good. No idea what the rail will be, but I'd suggest probably 3 meters would probably be pretty standard. And you might see it play a little more closer to on pace, closer to rails, be okay. I think lanes sort of 7 and beyond were the place to be. So I play a little bit fairer than what it would in regards to on pace runners come Saturday. Queen Elizabeth, let's kick off there. Worth a cool $5 million. Via Sistina, $210. Pride of Jenny, $450. Cascadian, $8. Seawolf, not nominated. Most likely going there, though, I hear. $11. Militarize, $11. Mr. Brightside, $11. Dino, kick us off. Queen Elizabeth.
Yep, a little bit of information. Brightside is going there, and see, we've paid up the late nomination fee, so we'll be going there more than likely. Good race. Via Sistina was outstanding first start, albeit that was a sit and sprint, and the sectionals were terrific. The thing that I have in the back of my mind is if this is a strongly run race, how is she going to handle that? For that reason, I'm happy to side with Pride of Jenny. I thought she was great last start. Inch perfect ride. I think they'll find and learn a lot, especially Declan Bates, how to rate her over the 2,000 metres, and dry track helps her as well. And I think you make such a key point, Gunner. On the weekend, it was probably advantageous to settle off speed and run on. I think on Saturday, it'll be the opposite. You want to be up and in. So just at a price point, Lou, I'm happy to go Pride of Jenny here in the QE.
I'm going to stick with that same forward line, but I think Cascadian will beat her again and beat them all. I'm against Via Sistina too. With no knocks, just more so that, you know, second up here into a more high-pressure race, second up European imports maybe go a bit flat. Who knows? I think you've got to be with the horse up and going with heaps of fitness on its side. And for me, that's Cascadian is constantly running race-best sectionals over the 2,000 metres, gets another strong tempo to suit. I've got no idea the track pattern. So if you're saying, you guys, that it's going to be up and in, I take that on board and it probably lowers my confidence a bit. But off what we've seen, and at the $8 too, I think it's a real kick in the face to Cascadian, who should be much shorter than that off what looked a high-rating Australian Cup win. So, yeah, that's the way I want to go in the QE2. Great race, isn't it? Always kind of the pinnacle of the autumn in Sydney.
Yeah, classic race. Just in regards to the up and in, Lua, like it won't be significant. It won't be like Rose Hill 1,200 metres sort of set up, but it'll probably just play a little fairer, I guess, than what you'd expect, you know, what you saw last Saturday. All right, look, the market, gee whiz, pretty ugly for Via Sistina. Happy to steer clear there. Pride of Jenny, probably the right price. No real opinion in regards to bets. The Australian Oaks, Orchestral, $1.90. Zardozzi, $3.50. Tutela Vida, $8. Autumn Angel now gets to set weight at $11. Louis, kick us off.
Yep. Orchestral, I'll be quick here. Bet of the week. It is the best all-in play for me. It should be shorter than $1.90. It was hugely dominant in the Vinery. I don't know how they turned the tables from that, because that's where the key form line's coming through. Similar to the Derby that it won in New Zealand, they all come through the same race. It gets extra distance. It just belts them by more. I don't know what I'm missing here, why this is not shorter. The New Zealand horses have a great history in this race. They've won 3 of the last 8, including last year, and this looks better than them all. So, yeah, this is an easy all-in play for me, Dino.
Yep, rinse and repeat what you mentioned. I think the best thing about this race is Zardozzi's going to go here, so you're probably going to get a price about Kestrel. But I think she wins the race. Wet track, maybe Zardozzi, but it's going to be dry. So Kestrel for me, Gunner.
Yep, there's a horse here called Kenyatta that was absolutely flying home along the inferior ground along the rails on Saturday. You're getting $101 all over the shop. $101, $26. That's like a 50 cents to the 101, just so you can say you might have jagged the 101 pop and have a place bet on it, because I think if it does arrive here, only small, $26 is a good place price for this horse. Any opinions on the Sydney Cup, lads?
Yes, I do have an opinion. I like this race a lot. Unbelievable. More Felons. I know, 3,200 meter race. I know what's happened to me. Poor Felons and Circle of Fire. They're the two really good bets in that race. They're going to be my two best storing plays of the weekend, Gunno.
Oh, wow. Louis, I've got no opinion on the race whatsoever. Are you playing? No doubles there. All right, Queen of the Turf. No. This looks good. Zugotcha, Scratch from the Doncaster, $3.50. A Tissue, $4.50. Alentia, $6. Samana, $8. Campionessa, $11. Ruthless Dame, $11. Tropical Squall. Could be a horse suited by a dry deck, more of an on-pace sort of setup in the Queen of the Turf. Dino, any opinions here?
Tricky race. The Tissue dropping back to 1,600 metres is strange. Obviously, a lot of these scratch out of Doncaster, so this race looks bolstered now. Zugotcha maybe wants a little bit dry. Alentia, I can't catch her. I don't know what to do here, Louis. I'm going to sit and wait and see what the field looks like on Saturday, I think.
I'm keen to play Alentia at this price. It comes through the Emancipation last start. That's the race the Tissue went through last year to win this race. So I think the form line's okay. Meeting best last 400 and 200 sectionals were good, and it put a big space on the rivals. The margin spread was great. You compare that to the Coolmore, where the margin spread was small and the time wasn't flash, taken out by Zugotcha. So I want to lean towards Alentia off this different form line, albeit a touch lower. You go back first up, it ran fourth to Chain of Lightning. Gee, hasn't that form been franked? Mm. Comes out and wins to TJ Smith on the weekend. So, yeah, I think Alentia is the one here, the one they may come for. It could firm if they decide to look away from the Coolmore form, which off times and figures, the big players may elect to do so. I think we've kind of been saying that Alentia is going to win this, you know, top level race at some stage, whether it be this prep or next or whatever, and then stuff didn't go right, but is back now in winning form into a group one. And this could be it, I think, for Alentia, Queen of the Turf. Very Alentia kind of race, in fact, if she's going to win a group one.
Yeah, you're spot on. I'm with you, Lou. 100% with you. And I think Tropical Squall is the other horse that I think you just go forward. Classy. Galloper, and I think she could give a big sight. She's the right price. I was pretty impressed with what she did first up. Tab Percy Sykes, a race that I'm pretty keen in. This will be my best all in play. Lady of Camelot, $2.30, Drifting $6, and Anita $8, and longer the rest. Louis, like, it's $2.30. Is that, do you think that we get there on Saturday and she's $1.90? Like, that seems generous.
Yeah, possibly.
You want a golden slipper, probably, yeah?
Yeah, that is true. Yeah, that's true. Probably asking the wrong person again with these two-year-olds. My history and my care factor, unfortunately, seriously waning.
Over to you, Dean.
Yeah, Dino, take it away.
Yeah, it's set weights and penalties, Gunno, so that's probably why she's that price. She'll probably carry 60 kilos, and these other horses, sorry, in the race, other fillies, probably going to carry 54. So yep. Similar setup to Automange on the weekend, but in saying that, I think she can carry the 60 kilos. Maybe over a staying trip, you'd be concerned. 50, but
I would have thought 59.
Yeah, I think it's 59 or 60. It's set weights and penalties, so I always just know this race is a race you can back a couple of other trials and other maidens to come up into it because they get so well in the way. So it is Invincible and Priscilla horses last year, but I agree with you again. I think she's a terrific bet, $2.30. I think she'll start sub $2 Saturday.
Yeah, 100%. Righto, any other races that you're keen to play? Arrowfield, Fernhill, Sapphire, anything like that, lads?
There's a great G Hall
just walks in behind you.
Oh, no, the great man. Winsfield is about to go around, but I think Osmosis is a terrific bet in the Arrowfield. Back to its own age, three-year-olds starting to stack up a little bit more. I think, obviously, missed the kick last start, but has a terrific SP profile, albeit drifted. I just think a hard, fast Ramwick, Osmosis should be winning, and I know the stable will love him this time in as well.
Louis, what do you got for us? Anything out wide?
Don't mind that.
Suspect in the South Pacific, anything like that?
Nah. thought Osmosis just might get a bit of a better price. I know that wasn't its fault that it finished that way last start, but I just thought maybe we'd get a bit of a price. Brave Mead is one in that race. I don't mind. At $6. Otherwise, I'll be kind of holding fire until the full fields come out with those non-group ones to see which way I go. But day two of the championships, it's a ripper. And that track's going to be drying out too, which is all important.
Hey, Dana, you got plenty of time, mate. Still three and a half lots to go. So you just relax, mate. We've got you for a little bit longer here.
I'm on edge.
You're on edge for a horse you have absolutely nothing to do with. Remarkable stuff. Tiz Invincible. Do you think Tiz Invincible, do you think she could, you know, get back to her best? She's a big price here, $15 in the Arrowfield. Is she going to, is she going there, first of all? Probably should double check that.
I'm not 100% sure. I think Swartz is probably the other one in the race that you can maybe have a bet on. I know J-Max booked for it. Just don't know where she's at. She trolled like an absolute rocket, and I just don't think she's come up. Potentially wait for her next preparation. I don't like horses with those sort of poor runs, and haven't seen her back at the trials either, which maybe tells me she might be in the paddock. I'm not sure, but I can't move her now. I've been with her too many starts this prep for zilch.
Yep, she's continued to do your head in. Fair enough, fair enough.
I'll tell you what's a good race, just quickly, that Sapphire Stakes. Red Card, Mumbai Muse, Say Magique, Wee Nessie, Miss Hellfire, Gennady. That's hot. Red Card's in good form.
Very good form.
350 about it in a good – I don't mind that. It's kind of the one on the spot at the moment in the Godolphin Blue, so that's not a bad bet, I think, maybe in the Sapphire.
Yeah, she's fast. She's quick. I think they'll set up well for her that race. Any opinions there, Miss Hellfire, Mumbai Muse, Dino?
No, I love Red Card. I like the way it's going. I mean, it probably didn't come up in the spring, but two back-to-back wins. Only – well, there's no real jing now. It's a dry track, loves it, hard and fast on the inside. I think it's going to get every possible chance. I think the only thing you pray for is a good gate, but she should get it.
Yep. Tiz Invincible hasn't gone to the paddock, still active.
It might be Queensland.
Still active, and 2 weeks between runs from the George Ryder. And just going back as to why I liked it, I'm pretty sure it was just against the pattern in the George Ryder. So, look, we'll probably wait for some confirmation the horse is going there, but you might get that price come Wednesday anyway. But I thought that wasn't a bad play at all. Righto, lads, I'll kick off. Best all in play, Lady of Camelot into Orchestral. I'm going to take the double. There you go. Louis, what do you got?
Yep, I'll add weight to your double. Just Orchestral for me, best all in.
Beautiful.
Yep, best all in for me. I'm worried if this doesn't come off, I never ever again will do 3,200-meter races as my best all in. But best all in. Dual bet play, more felons and Circle of Fire in the Sydney Cup.
Any doubts or concerns about Circle of Fire 7-day backup?
No, would be if it was an international horse, but it's trained out here. I think that stable, they know everything about their data. I think if it was an international, like we saw with Post-Impressionist, I would be concerned.
Super stuff. Righto, Dino, you go do your thing, mate. Get that hand up. Louis, absolute pleasure. Hopefully the punters get a little bit out of that. Anything midweek for them, or do you just want to chuck it up in the YouTube comments?
Yeah, I'll put it up in the YouTube comments just quickly. Race one, Sandown Lakeside, number four, Mac Dane. Ethan Brown, Mick Kent is the winner of that race to start off the day.
You're a jet, Dino.
I like that. Kembla, tomorrow, race four, number six, American Scarlet, around $2 at Kembla. I think it will be winning, as long as the track's not too bad.
Super stuff. Mine will be up there on the YouTube channel. Make sure you subscribe, leave some comments. Let us know who's going to win the Queen Elizabeth. Louis, what do you got?
Yes.
Yeah. Whichever one I tipped earlier in the show, I don't know. I'm just sorry to get sidetracked there. I'm just very worried that Dean Watling's going to keep putting his hand up in the ring. He seems very, very excited. And last I checked, we're not paying him enough that he can afford $9 million for a week's filling.
He'll walk in waving at someone. Oh, maybe, gone.
10, 11. Don't worry, boys. I got my book. I'm ready to go.
Oh, unbelievable. All right. Hey, it's an absolute pleasure.
All the gear and no what?
Yeah, exactly. Absolutely. Righto, boys. Until next week, we'll be back for the last day of the Sydney Autumn Carnival and look forward to that. And then we'll have a rest. Dino can rest up and find another way to pay for these horses he keeps buying.
Exactly.
That's it.
Bye for now.
Thanks, fellas.